It was last week when Debbie asked me to speak during the keynotes. I'm not quite sure why I said yes. Anybody who wants to feel very small should try speaking after Rebbe and try that on Tisha B'Av. I tried aborting several times along the way and thought about it. But I figured a day like today would be a good day to feel very small. And I found out yesterday we chose the same keynote to speak about also. To speak about the same keynote as Rebbe. So Bishus, Marina Rabbeinu. This next keynote, Chavdala, discusses, of course, the Churban Beis HaMikdash. And how the Beis HaMikdash and all the Kelim were destroyed. And it has this line in the beginning, that Espod b'chol shana b'shana mispeid chadash. Each year, there's a new eulogy, there's a new mispeid. Which of course doesn't make any sense because there's no need for a new hesped. It's the same, nothing new has happened since the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. Discusses how the Kodesh Kodashim Beis Kodesh Knivdad is a place of emptiness. How this place had been so contaminated and violated. And the Mizbech Chadash, I think, believe refers to that each year we have our own personal Kodesh Kodashim, our own personal Lufnai Lufnim, our own personal struggles and challenges that only we know how painful it is, as Rebbe discussed last night, and how violated and contaminated that Lufnai Lufnim of ourselves have become. And no one else could see or feel that pain that each one of us are feeling. But there is one area that of a Kodesh Kodashim, a Lufnai Lufnim, that can be seen, that we do see, and we can work on. Something related to what Rebbe just discussed before, about not recognizing the Shekhinah's presence, Kisavar Shaharges Atzmo, as if it's no longer here. Discuss some of the symptoms, but it comes from that same source. The same source of just not realizing a Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Shekhinah, is ever present. It's this place of Kodesh Kadashim. When Nadav Avihu entered into the Kodesh Kadashim, of course they were killed. The Pasuk describes that their Isser was that they were shikr. They walked into the holiest of places drunk. And we learn that a person cannot enter to the Beis HaMikdash, you cannot do the avoda when being drunk. And then the Pasuk says that in a similar way it's asr to give a hora, to give a psak din when being drunk. What's the connection of the psukim of being drunk, entering into the Kodesh Kodashim, and being drunk when rendering a psak, rendering a hora? And of course the answer is because the person is engaged in learning Torah, engaged in psak din, in hora, entering into the Kodesh Kodashim. You're entering into Lufnai Lufnim, into a place where only it's you and the Shekhinah. And of course you can't be drunk because you have to have that focus and that concentration. And the Gemara Brachos famously tells us that Mishachar miyom shachar beis hamikdash ein la la kadosh baruch hu ba'alamo al arba amal shel halacha b'vad. And the last place that we have left, that the Shekhinah is present, is in the dal amal shel halacha. The four walls of the Beis HaMedrash, the Beis Knesses, the place where we daven and where we learn. And that's a place where you cannot enter in b'shikr. Just like you cannot enter into the Kodesh Kodashim or anywhere else in the Beis HaMikdash when drunk. The Pasuk tells us when you enter into the world of Hara, into the world of Limud HaTorah and Tefillah, you can't be drunk. And that means you can't be thinking of other things. It means you have to have that focus and concentration, that you're in a place of Kodesh Kodashim. We don't have the actual Kodesh Kodashim, but we do have a Kodesh Kodashim. It's the Beis Medrash and the Beis Knesset. The Shlo writes that a person who's not Zocha, Mishalo Zochel, the Kavor Diras of Advas Kodesh, a person who's not Zocha to live on Advas Kodesh in Eretz Yisrael, there's a Takana for that person. The Takana, says the Shlo, is to go to a place that's a Makom Kodesh. And that Makom Kodesh is a Makom Arba Amel Shel Halach, he says. To go to the Beis Medrash, the Beis Knesset, and to daven and to learn the place of Hisbodzis, Lisbodeid Im Hashem. To be in a place where you're one-on-one with Hashem. It's the Kodesh Kodashim, the Beis Medrash. It's where the Pasuk Nachrei Mos tells us, the Pasuk about Yom HaKippurim, where the Kohen Gadol goes into the Kodesh Kodashim, Bad Kodesh, in a place of Bad Levad, by yourself, with you and Hashem. The Kohen Gadol goes once a year. We have that opportunity every single day. Be Bad Kodesh, to be alone with Hashem Yisbarach in the Beis Medrash, Levado, and then as Kodesh Yilbash, and then you're adorned. You're adorned with Kedusha. We're in this place of Dalet Amos. When you enter into the Beis HaMedrash, Beis Knesset, when you're drunk, when you're not focused, it's like entering into the Kodesh Kodashim. Now, being drunk doesn't mean that you're drinking alcohol and under the influence. It means you walk in with gaiva. It means you walk in not a care in the world of who's speaking, what's being spoken, the Dvar Hashem. I was debating whether I should talk about this topic or not, but I've been bothered so much since Pesach about this inyan. Of course, there's a connection of Tisha B'Av to Pesach. A very nice custom in the shul here. Many other shuls do this as well. I'm about to say it's not unique to this kehila, but I saw it happen in this kehila. It happened elsewhere, I imagine. And so we have the custom that the Bachman will come back from Eretz Yisrael learning in yeshiva for a year or two. So we had asked him to give a Dvar Torah between Mincha Ma'ariv, the first or second day of Pesach, I think. And the moment people noticed that Weinberg wasn't getting up to speak, and instead it was a bacher coming to speak, it was like Yetzias Mitzrayim. It was like running away from the enemy. It's like kids running away from school. It comes from a place of gaiva. Who are we to learn from these people? They're younger than me. They learned in Yeshiva for a year or two. What about the sensitivity? These young boys prepared for hours and hours, and to get up there and see half the shul empty out when they get up to speak. And their fathers or mothers behind the mechitza getting all this nachas from their kids. And to see 50% of the shul just walk out. That's not only a place of gaiva, it's also that same meaning of not seeing the shechina that's there in the shul. When a person's giving a shir, no matter who he is. No sensitivity. The story of Moshe Feinstein, once one of his talmidim asked him, he said, Rebbe, I'm going home for Bein HaZmanim, give me some advice please, what I should do during Bein HaZmanim. And so Rav Moshe Feinstein said to him, in your shul back home, the Rav, and I'll add in someone else, some other Magid Shir or Bacher, probably delivers a Mishnayos Shir for his congregants between Mincha Ma'ariv. An accomplished Ben Torah like yourself would prefer to spend his time learning a Masechta of Gemara alone, rather than attend the shir for laymen. I imagine not everyone who left that shir were going to learn necessarily. I imagine the lobby was quite full during that time. However, there's something you must understand, says Rav Moshe. If you do not attend the shir, you could be wounding the feelings of the Rav or the person giving a shir in a very serious way. And the participants in the shir might feel insulted as well. And even worse, they might decide that if you feel the shir is not worth listening to, that's not for them to listen to either. Instead, they might choose to spend their time between mincha ma'ariv engage in idle chatter, to run to the lobby to speak while some other guy's giving a shir. And this shir might have been their only Torah learning of that day. And you have been the cause of their doing away with it. Make sure that if there's such a shir, you attend, no matter who's giving the shir. And then another Meister of Moshe Feinstein once, he was invited to give a shir at a dinner. And he said, I have a conflict because I need to be a Masada Kedushin at a Chasana. They said, not to worry, tell us the timing and we'll make sure you'll speak and get to the Chasana on time when you're done speaking. And so Moshe, he went to the dinner, gave the shir, was walking out. And as he's walking out, he noticed they're calling up a next speaker. If I recall the story, it wasn't a rav. And he immediately found the closest chair. He sat down and he listened to that next lecture, shir drasha, and went late to the chasna. And the whole wedding was delayed because Moshe wouldn't leave when someone else was speaking. He wouldn't walk out when someone else was speaking. And this is Moshe Feinstein. I doubt there's much he learned from this individual speaking. But that element of sensitivity and care, in addition to, there's something you can learn also from everyone. The mission Abba says, Ezu Chacham Halomid Mikol Adam, not Mikol Talmud Chacham, Mikol Rav, but Mikol Adam, from every single person. There's what to learn from. I think I once saw, maybe the Medrash Shmuel brings down, that a Talmud Chacham is called a Talmud Chacham because he made himself a Talmud to everyone, which made him a Talmud Chacham. There's something to be learned from everyone. I'm also guilty of this. 3 years ago, I accompanied someone to Eish HaTorah in the Old City, and he needed a beginner's course, and I didn't want him to be by himself. So I joined him. I joined him to the in the Old City, went to this lecture. Who am I? I don't need to learn from this beginner's course. I know who God is. I know what God is to a certain extent. But I wanted to make him feel comfortable, so I went to the lecture with him. And so I sat in the back. I brought my small brown gemara with me. Got a few minutes early, and then the person gets up and says, excuse me, you in the back, please shut your book. I said, me? My beard's longer than yours. I'm learning Zvachim here. I didn't say that. So I shut my sefer. I learned two big lessons at that time. Number one is, it's disrespectful to learn or do anything else when someone else is speaking. And number two is, I actually learned something very interesting from him. You can learn from everyone, no matter who you are. Which leads to my next point. Hope this doesn't make anyone uncomfortable. Shit, a little bit. But when you're up there speaking in front of the Beis Medrash, the Beis Knesset, as the speaker, I imagine Weinberg will agree as well, you notice everything that goes on. You notice every single person who takes out their cell phone, whether their light, the face is lit up from it, whether they're under the table like high school boys, or whether they're doing it out in the open where everyone can see them. I don't know which is worse, to take out a cell phone in front of everyone and text, or to try to hide underneath a table where no one sees. We see it all. No matter how sly you are about it, try to put it underneath the Gemara and look like you're paying attention and reading and typing in. We see it all. It's disrespectful to the person speaking. It's disrespectful to the Torah, to the Shekhinah, to the Kodesh Kadashim, the Da'at Amal Shehalacha, being Lefnai Lefnim. I'm having a summer call upstairs. It's very refreshing to see that some people actually do come to a shir and don't take out their cell phone and actually take notes. Then you have those, I'm sorry for being so harsh. Then you have the frum ones who don't take out the cell phones, but they take out their gemaras, like I did. Or to say Tehillim during a shir. That they're better than any learning that they could get from the person giving the shir. It doesn't happen only during my shir. I see people during a Weinberg shir doing the same thing. Those of you who have seen been here for Yom Tov have seen your Weinberg sit in the shul listening to someone else give a shir. There's very little that I or anyone else could teach Rav Weinberger. There's no reason why you can't listen just like Rav Weinberger listens. And this is our Kodesh Kedashim. These are Da'at Amal Shehalacha. This is a place where the Shekhinah is ever present. The Kedusha is so strong and powerful. There's a Maisa that Rav Yonasan Eibschitz, Meir Shapiro liked to say the story over. One year he wanted to find a simple Yid who was Leiv Shomer V'Nidcha, a person who was very broken-hearted, humble, simple. He wanted to find that Yid who was going to daven next to a Yom Kippur. And one year it was Mincha time, Erev Yom Kippur. He was looking around the shul to find that Yid who he was going to daven next to. Going up and down, looking around everyone's kavana, he saw a very posh Yid, an older man, whose tears were pouring out. And the pages of the Machzor were drenched. And afterwards he heard this old man say, "Afar ani b'chaya, I'm dirt, nothing but dirt in my life. Kal v'chomer b'misasi, how much more so am I nothing after I die?" He says, that's the person I want to daven next to. And he got there right before Yom Kippur started, was Kaveh, his Malcolm next to this person. And the tefillah was tremendous for him. He learned so much from this Yid, how to daven. Le'al Yom HaKippurim, the morning shacharis. Then it comes time for Kriyas HaTorah. And this man gets called up for Ravi. He comes to the Bima. He leans over to the Gabbai and says, "You called that guy up before me? You called me up Ravi and that guy Shlishi?" Rav Yonasan Eibschitz was so disappointed. He chose this Yid who was taking it to heart, what it meant to be Afra Ani Bechaye Kal V'Chomer B'Misasi, and he goes to say to the Gabbai that he chose that guy Shlishi over me. So he asked him, Yonasan Eibschitz asked him, "What did you mean when you said that after davening, you really thought you were Afarani? How could you say Afarani and then yell the Gabbai for choosing that guy before you?" And he says, "Who do you think I was talking to? I'm Afarani with respect to Ribono Shel, but that guy?" So Meir Shapiro used this story to show what's true on Ivis and what's not. To me, the greatest focus of this story is of Yonasan Eibschitz, who was a Gon Atzim, Tzadik Yisod Olam, that he was looking to learn from someone else how to daven. You don't think he knew how to daven already? Or how to learn already? But he was looking for another Yid to teach him how to daven? That's just a stam of person. This is Yonasan some Eibschitz. He was seeking out someone to teach him something in this world. Whether it's in tefillah, whether it's in Torah. Finish off with peace from Baal Shem Tov, maybe some chizuk, how to appreciate what's going on in the Kodesh Kodashim, the four walls of the Beis Medrash, the Beis Knesses. He's going to that same Gemara that Mishachar Beis HaMikdash Ein LaKadosh Baruch Hu Balamo El Arba Amal Shel Halacha. And the reason why it's called Halacha, he says, is because there are two types of limud, there are two types of learning. I'll call them Nigla and Nister. There's Halacha and there's Pnimius. It says the first one is L'Kashet HaKala, in order to adorn and dress up and make the Kala look pretty. The Kala, the same Osios as Halacha, he says. The Kodesh Kodashim, the Beis Medrash, is the place of the Chasen and Kala. Learning Halacha is dressing up the Kala. That's the Halacha, that's the outside. And that's the first type of learning. When you enter into the Kodesh Kodashim, it's the Yichud room, if you will. It's where the Kruvim are embracing each other. It's where the Shechina and Knesset Yisrael are coming together. The Yichud. Bad Kodesh Yilbash. Dressing up the Kala in Kedusha. That's the first element of learning. That's the Nigla, the outside, what's revealed. Being the Kashet the Kala. That's why Asr and Mutter are the terms used, because you remove and put on the clothing. And then there's a second element, which he describes as L'Hisaur HaZivu, which is the coming together, the Pnimius, the real connection of the Chas and the Kala, Knesset Yisrael and the Shechina coming together, the Kruvim embracing each other. And that's the second element. Sukkim and Shir Hashirim describe the Dal Neshikos, the four kisses, corresponding to the Dal Osios, Yud Kei Vav Kei, the Dal Osios of Ava. That's the Pnimius. And these are two elements, he quotes from the Arizal, that you have to learn every single day. And that's what makes this shul so unique. Because we have Dal Amosha Halacha of dressing up the Kala and the Zivug as well. The Nigla and the Nister. If we have that in mind, both in the Beis Medrash, the Beis Knesset, and our davening and Tefillah, that the Shechina is here. Even though we don't have the real Kodesh Kodashim, we at least have the Dal Amos. And let's respect those Dal Amos. Respect the Torah that's being given, respect the people who are giving it over, and respect the Mokum that we're in. Mirta Hashem with that will be Zochet. Those Dal Amos, Shalach, to be spread to the Dal Kanfos, Haaretz. Amen.